Have you ever thought to yourself, oh no, how could that kid, that child, not listen to what I said? I remember thinking, I explained it. I didn't understand, though, that there were some children who had to see and hear it visually several times before they could learn it. That's when I developed this way of giving directions that I'm going to tell you today. It's got three steps. So step one, tell them. Tell the children what you're going to be teaching. Tell it to them and get them excited. Two, show them. Demonstrate it slowly using a positive voice, talking about how to do it. Number three, they do it. Now, here's the thing. They can't all do it or be a mess. So choose one child who you know will get it right. You know, that child who always copies you exactly and models you. Choose that child. And that's because whoever you choose, the other children will copy that child. So if it's somebody that clowns around, they'll clown around, all right? And if it's something that's got a lot of steps, you may want to have a few children, one after the other, demonstrate it. It works. There are thousands of people across the country we've taught this to doing it, and they all say it works. So have a great day making a big difference for children. And, oh, P.S., the 1-2-3 rule for giving directions is in the Meeting the Challenge of Challenging Behaviors toolbox. So you can click on the link and to see many of the things covered, but not all, because there's so many. Have a great day.